game at Cobsmoat Road with head coach Stephen Foster after what can be described as a classic road game and a perfect result in a 6-2 victory there. What can we say? All the hard work done in the first?
Yeah, I mean, the boys put a tremendous performance in. We didn't get down here as early as we would have liked, and we just said to the boys beforehand, just make sure you're ready, make sure we've got no bus legs, and go out hard. We didn't want to face Solihull. They've only, when we played tonight, they'd only won one in the last six, and we've won four of our last five. So speaking to the boys, just going, right, we've got nothing to fear. We've got momentum with us right now. We need to use that. They're kind of possibly licking the wounds after some of the results they've had recently, and it was good for us to take advantage of that. So, yeah, winning that first period by that score, I would just say, yeah, that's exactly what we want. Coming into the second, we just wanted to make sure we weren't any worse off than what we were in the first period. That's ideally where we want to be. However, we had to weather the storm. They had some real, real good opportunities, and we got running around a little bit, they were getting opportunities from real good areas. But Tommy and Gold just stood on his head again for us tonight. Just made sure that he gives the lads confidence in front of him. And then we come out and we make sure we're in a good position at the end of the second period. So obviously third period, we just want to make sure we close it out, and I thought we played better in the third than we did in the second. We still give them a few opportunities, but the lads were a lot more focused and making sure we get the job done. And like you say, typical road win where, you know, you're going to be under the, you know, you're going to be up against it at times. And what we're showing is we've got a lot more resilience about us now. And we can weather those storms without leaking lots of goals, which is what we were doing potentially a little bit earlier on in the year. So the youngsters are really stepping up, as well as the older players as well. I would just say all the way through the team. You know, Stu Jackson tonight got his first goal for us tonight. Well done to him. And, you know, we're still getting goals from the third line's getting us goals in there. Lewis Hall gets another one again tonight. And when we're going up against teams, each line's doing a job against the line they're kind of put up against. And that's what we want. You know, it's going to be tough as we come into the playoffs. And like I said to you a little while ago, we've got to start playing playoff hockey. This was about quite a few games ago. And the boys have stepped up to the plate and started doing that. So, you know, they're working hard in training. And we're even getting, like, when we've walked around there after the game, we're getting compliments from the other team's supporters walking around. You know, well done, the youngsters are doing really well, you're doing well with the young team. And that's just such a credit and a feel-good factor for what we're doing. And, you know, everybody wrote us off at the beginning of the year. And now I think that's 11 wins we've got. That's probably 11 wins and people were, you know, going to give us credit for earlier on in the year. And right now, we're not fearing anybody. We'll play anybody, and, you know, we just got to grind it hard and see where we go from there.
Second to the second period, as you say, we did weather an awful lot of pressure in that second period. I haven't seen the shots on goal totals yet. I'd be quite interested to see them, because I do think Sam Hewitt actually prevented the score from being a little bit more in our favour, because he robbed James Moss on a couple of occasions there, and actually both netminders have had really good games.
Yeah, I mean, that's what teams need. They need the goalies to be pulling off those good saves to keep them in the game. Like you say, we're fortunate we've got Tom in there. But like you say, there are some good goalies in the league, and he pulled off some real good saves, like ones that were goal bound for sure. You're all the players are almost skating away celebrating. That's how sure you are of a goal, and you just pull it out the air a couple of times. But yeah. We're relying on Tom. Tom's playing really well for us. And moving forward, you know, that's going to help us. And the D have so much confidence. And they're starting to make good plays from the back. We're trying to get them to move north. Instead of playing at the back too much, we find we were kind of coughing it up a bit. And then the forwards weren't in the right place. And that's stuff that we've been working on in training and talking about quite a bit, of getting the forwards to be that outlet. And we get moving up quick. Which, you know, it's paying off, and you know, like I say, I can't praise the boys enough. That we can only do so much on the sides, and they just really step up to the plate and just shown, you know, the quality and the togetherness of the team is massive, and they just, it's probably the, if you ask the players, it'll be the tightest knit players group team that they've played on, and that shows on the ice because we're all looking out for each other and all in for the cause.
It's another massive result for us tonight. It brings us actually to within touching distance of our opponents this evening. We could end up overtaking both them and Sheffield Scimitars, and then Widnes Wild are 5 points ahead of us now. But we have got two games against them coming up. We're going into their barn next week. So you would argue, though, that they're one of the form teams. So we've got a real massive game next week.
Yeah, Widnes are a real good team. They've got good goaltending and they're quick on the break as well. They've got some really good players and you know, they, like you say, they've won things already this year, which is more than other teams that were tipped to do that. Of, you know, so yes, we're going to be wary. It's going to be a good test for us because they're a real good skating team. They're quick, so that's going to really test us. We're not going to fear anybody. We're just going to go into it the same. As for where we're going to stand, we're literally just one game at a time. We look at them next week. We worry about ourselves. We don't worry about anybody else. And that's been working for us so far. And I think that's all we can do. You know, we can't control anybody else and their results. We can just look after ourselves, play well, and, you know, hopefully come out with the results.
Well, we seem to be liking life on the road at the minute. And we've got another road trip next week. So, who knows? Hopefully, we'll come out on the right end of another great result.
Absolutely. I mean, if the boys put performances in like that, and like you say, could be really resilient, and make sure we stop things at source, a bit better in our D zone. You know, we've won tonight, but I'm not saying we've been perfect. You know, there's still stuff that we need to work on, the stuff that we can get better at, which is good. So we win, but we can also still improve as well. So that's a good thing for us, and we move onward and hopefully upward.
Brilliant. Well, it's been a pleasure to watch tonight. It really was what I would call a classic road game. Had a bit of everything, and the way fans that have travelled have gone on happy.
Yeah, I mean, it's good that you put a good result on and make it worthwhile for yourselves. Coming away watching us, and, you know, again, that support's welcome by everybody, and everybody appreciates it because obviously we're getting supporters we're coming up as well. From everybody, and that's important, and long may it continue, and the more the merrier.